This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you, and joining me, calling the game between the Dolphins and the Cardinals from CBS Sports, Andrew Catalan. Andrew, thanks for coming back.
Hey, Vince, anytime. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I am doing well, because here's the thing, Andrew. I want to walk you through this a little bit of why we have you on the show is I'm watching the Dolphins game from last week where they're playing the Rams. It's Tua's debut, and I'm watching the way the Dolphins are playing. Like, the defensive line is dominant. They're swatting the ball nonstop. The team is 4-3. They look like one of the best defenses in the NFL statistically. I just looked at this team, and I brushed the Dolphins aside, and I watched one game of theirs in full, and I just fell in love. Like, I don't know where you're at with this team, but I've just become such a big fan of the Dolphins. And what has it been like for you as you've been studying the Dolphins this week?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I called their game against the Jets back in week six as well, and I had a handful of their games a year ago, and to me it starts with Brian Flores. I mean, I think he's doing a tremendous job as the head coach of this team. He's got that blue-collar, hard-working mentality, and I think the team has taken on that as their identity, and especially on the defensive side of the ball. The oldest player on the defense is Kyle Van Noy, and he's 29 years old. These guys are young, they're hungry, and they play hard, and that's exactly what their coach was hoping for. And it was their defense that won them the game last week against the Rams. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, they were dominant last week, and obviously Flores is the guy behind all that. Now, in your experience as a broadcaster and doing the games, have you had the chance to have conversations with Flores?
Oh, yeah. Every time we do a game, we meet with the head coach and the quarterback and some players. And I had them a handful of times last year and spoke to him twice again this year. And really impressed with him. He's from Brooklyn, New York. He's a tough guy, played at Boston College 15 years with the New England Patriots organization. And, you know, they started 0-7 last year. And there was a lot of people saying, who is this guy? And you know, what's going to take years for Miami to rebuild? Since then, they've gotten 9-7. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for this turnaround.
Yeah, he's been great. And now, obviously, the other storyline for the Dolphins is Tua getting his first start. And what do you think of the first game that Tua had?
You know, as we just said, the defense won them the game a week ago, and it was really hard to grade Tua last week. I mean, he fumbled on his first drive, got hit by Aaron Donald, so he's not the only one that's going to fumble when Donald is you know, dry up, bearing down on you. And then they got up so big because of their defense that Tua didn't really have to do too much. I mean, he only threw the ball 22 times. He threw for under 100 yards. I think the thing you like about Tua and talking to him this week and how he evaluated his performance was he knows he could do a lot better, but they won the game. And I think that's the most important thing to take away is they won the game and they have room to grow. Now, this week's going to be a challenge. I mean, their top two running backs are out, Myles Gaskin and Matt Breida. So now they're going to rely on Jordan Howard, who's been inactive the last three games. This is really going to be a test for Tua. You've got a tough Arizona defense, and your top two running backs are down. I'm fascinated to see how they adjust in this game against Arizona.
And let's talk about Arizona a little bit. I mean, looking at this team, they're, what, 5-2 at this point in the year? Like, well-built team. There was a lot of excitement for them going into the year. And how do you feel about the Cardinals at this point of the season?
Yeah, I mean, they fly under the radar a lot, and really they shouldn't, because what they're doing is really impressive. They had a bye last week, but we all know what happened the week before, Sunday Night Football, down 10 to Seattle with 2.5 left. And they won the game in overtime, handing the Seahawks their first loss of the year. I mean, think about what this organization did. They drafted Josh Rosen. They trade Rosen after a year. They bring in Cliff Kingsbury to be their head coach. He had a losing record at Texas Tech. They draft Kyler Murray number one overall at the height of 5'10 when he was thinking about playing baseball. I mean, this could have gone horribly wrong for Arizona. And now they're 5-2. Murray is in the MVP conversation. DeAndre Hopkins leads the league in receiving yards and receptions. And this is a team that I think not only can compete for a playoff spot, but make some noise at the pace that they're on right now.
Yeah, they look really good. And I guess obviously you have to give them a pretty good shot to win the NFC West as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I already beat Seattle. To me, it's the best division in football right now, certainly record-wise, and the number of wins they have with the Rams coming in at 5-3 and San Fran now 4-5. But it's a very tough division. They'll get Seattle one more time on the road. They do have a tough schedule coming up. But, you know, Kyler Murray's playing excellent football. They lead the league in yards per game with 419 per game. It just seems like their offense is in a good rhythm, and they have plenty of playmakers on defense led by Buda Baker. I mean, this guy is an absolute stud. He was the defensive player of the month in October, and he is the leader not only of the defense but of really the entire team. He's the voice of the Cardinals right now, and he's going to be on a mission tomorrow against Tua. I know that.
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. I don't know if you saw, NFL Game Pass did a feature on Buda Baker, and it was Brian Baldinger, Kurt Warner. They sit down with him, go over some tape. It's a great watch if you haven't seen it. It's highly recommended. But you see what the Cardinals bring to the table and how they've been playing. And now, obviously, the Dolphins have been better than I think a lot of people have realized, as we've been talking about. And so for you covering the game, Andrew Catalan of CBS Sports, how do you think this game is going to play out?
Well, I think one of the questions I have is, how is Miami's offense going to look without their top two running backs? And the other thing that, you know, Miami does a lot defensively, and it worked last week against Jared Goff and the Rams, is that they do this cover zero blitz where they basically send everyone and they rely on their corners, who are very good, Byron Jones and Xavier Howard, to just cover back and deep in the back in man-to-man, one-on-one coverage. Well, how is that going to work against DeAndre Hopkins, Larry Fitzgerald, and Christian Kirk? I mean, this is a tremendous set of wide receivers Arizona has. So I think it's going to be a chess match tomorrow. Cliff Kingsbury calling the plays for the offense for Arizona. Brian Flores very involved in the defensive game planning for Miami. I think there's a lot of great storylines. You got Tua against Kyler. It's going to be a fun one on CBS.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And let me ask you this last question, right? Because one of the fun things that's been going on throughout the course of the week, there's been this discussion of the best wide receiver in the NFL. You mentioned DeAndre Hopkins lead the league in yardage. Yeah, so you've got one of those guys in the game. Just your personal opinion. Who would you say at this point, best wide receiver in the NFL?
Wow, that's a great question.
It's tough.
I think I would probably go DeAndre Hopkins, not just because of his numbers. He's the only player with 700 yards receiving, but he's got incredible hands. I mean, having watched him for years now, first with Houston, now in Arizona, there's not a ball that he can't catch. I mean, he is so strong. He uses a hand gripper every day, and his grip is just insane. So to me, if you have to throw a 50-50 ball or you need a receiver for a game-winning drive, to me, he's the guy right now. Obviously, it's a very talented pool to pick from, but to me, I'd take Hopkins.
All right, well, there you go. That's from Andrew Catalan. He's going to be calling the Dolphins-Cardinals game on CBS Sports. Andrew, thanks for hopping on again, man. It's been a pleasure.
All right, anytime. Enjoy the games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.